We are ending a season that was pretty much late in South Africa. That is the 2024-25 production season, mainly for summer grains and oilseeds. It was late by roughly a month and a half because of the late rains at the start of the season. But also, as it continued, we received much more prolonged summer rains through to April, which is unusual. Because in a normal season, you would by roughly around about March and see the rains easing off so that you are able to have a drier period before you get to the harvesting time. And that is what explains today where you still see decent deliveries, farmers delivering to commercial silos, some decent volumes of grains. But I don't think that will negatively impact the upcoming season. The upcoming season will be the 2025-26 production season for summer grains and oilseeds in South Africa. The typical period at which the season starts is roughly around about mid-October, particularly for the eastern regions of South Africa, and then mid-November for the western regions of South Africa. In the eastern regions of the country, we plant more of our yellow maize and soybeans, and then in the western regions, it's predominantly white maize and sunflower seed. When I look at the weather forecast in the country for the country at the moment, it does seem to us that we may be fortunate and get the rains at an appropriate time. And of course, the weather forecast in general are also very encouraging. It does seem that we will have a moderately rainy summer season. There are forecasts that are talking about a possibility of a La Nina, but not as strong of a La Nina. And remember, a La Nina in South Africa typically brings above normal rainfall, and El Nino is an opposite. We are coming actually from a La Nina period, and we always fear when we emerge from a La Nina that it may be the opposite the next season. But if one looked at what the South African Weather Service released just about the end of last month in their monthly seasonal climate watch report, they were signaling that we possibly would have a rainy summer season, and then that would be great for the grain production and the oilseeds, and it will also be great for agriculture in general. I'm talking more about the grains because that's the planting time, but it's also because when you think about South Africa's fruit and vegetables, they are mainly under irrigation. And I would say 100% of what we produce commercially on our fruits and vegetables, they are under irrigation. But when you think about the summer grains and the oilseeds, it's only between 10 to 15% of it that is under irrigation. The rest is rain-fed, so rainfall becomes important on that. But the better summer rain also helps the folks that are in the livestock industry, because it does mean then that the grazing felt will pretty much be good across the country, which is positive for grain production. And I'm summarizing and deciding to put this podcast out here because in my Substack, which, by the way, you should follow it. It's wandile.substack, or just type my name and type Substack. You will see it will pop in. We just put out a note where we were releasing a chart with a map, which maps out nicely or outlines nicely what the planting and the harvesting periods for all of our major grains. So if you're interested on knowing the crop calendar for South Africa, particularly for summer grains and the oilseeds, that is on my Substack. But I will also put it out on social media on X. If you follow me at Wandile Slobo, I will put that out, and I'll put out also on the other platforms. But that's an important thing I thought I should put. We should release, because overall, though, when we are thinking about the upcoming season, we maintain a generally optimistic view. Crop prices, though, are down for farmers, so there will always be the profitability concerns that many people will think about. And the other consideration that the folks will begin to have are on the input cost, the fertilizer prices, agrochemicals prices. Those are all things that they will look after. But in addition to the optimistic weather forecast, I think I must close by saying, if one looks at the tractor sales, the machinery sales, they've been robust. In a way, you can read them as an indicator that we are coming from a fair season Or you could also interpret the better tractor sales as an indication that folks are way more optimistic about the season that we are heading to. So those are all of the things that are out there that I thought are important to quickly highlight in a short podcast monologue note. Thanks for listening.